Most celebrity brands are all marketing, no substance. But what happens when an NBL superstar backs a tequila that's actually additive-free and traditionally made? Today, we're talking about Tequila Provincia Reposado. And honestly, I gotta say, this one did surprise me a little bit. This is a Highlands tequila coming out of NAM 1465 in the beautiful town of Arandas, Mexico. Three generations of family-owned distillery. And if you've watched my interview with co-founders Rod Rofia and his assistant Mia, you know right away this wasn't just built on the celebrity name on a bottle. Yes, Mookie Betts is involved, but the focus here was about transparency and making an authentic additive-free tequila. And it was one of their main focuses. Now, the Reposado is only rested for 3 months, and I actually like that decision. A lot of Repos today are trying to taste like dessert or whiskey. This one is one that has the agave still shine through. Production-wise, they're doing a lot right here. They're using 100% Blue Weber agave, grown in the red soil of the highlands of Jalisco. The agaves are slow roasted in traditional brick ovens, then extracted with a roller mill. Fermentation happens in open-air stainless steel tanks with a natural interaction with the environment. That helps create a little more complexity in the final spirit. And after that, double distilled in stainless steel pots. If you got a chance to watch my interview, you will know I tasted this in the interview and I did enjoy it. That was the first taste. Let's put it in the glass. I am using a nice Glassman wine glass sent to me by Glassman. These things are incredibly light. They get a lot of the nose coming to the front. They're really cool glasses. So if you haven't tried them, check them out. On the nose, you get a lot of cooked agave. There's a little bit of peach and a little bit of light honey. There's a nice barrel spice note there too. It kind of smells like cinnamon. There's a little oakiness, a little caramel. I'm going to say also a tad of vanilla maybe. There's a little bit of an herbal note too. Can't really put my finger on it. So let's dive into the taste of this one. Very floral, cooked agave. That herbal note is there. Maybe a little bit of peach. There's a little bit of honey in there as well. This is a nice reposado. Am I going to say this is the most complex reposado I've ever had? No, but it has a lot of nice flavors without anything that's crazy. It's got a lot of good taste. The finish on it is nice and long. It has a nice mouthfeel. It seems to be very balanced. It's one that, you know, it's a sipper for me. And I got to tell you, I love the bottle. And I just realized this shirt that I'm wearing is almost the same color of the bottle. And I got to say, if you want an amazing surfing experience, it's been several years since my wife and I did it. But Cabo Surf Hotel, which is in San Jose del Cabo, is an amazing place. It's a small boutique hotel with some really great surfing instructors. It's the first place my wife and I ever learned to surf. No paid promotion. I love the shirt. I've been going there for years and it just happens to match the bottle. So I thought I'd bring it out a little bit. Let's taste it one more time. I got to say, what I like about this one is it's balanced. You get a cooked agave, you get all those other flavors, you get a nice sweetness, and there's nothing overpowering, and the finish is really nice. After sitting down with Rob and Mia and hearing their passion behind this project and the other businesses that they have, where they really try to work with companies that are bringing authentic products and being very traditional in what they do, it really makes sense that this is a really good product as well. Hopefully we can get Mookie Betts on the show in the future and talk about his involvement with the tequila. I heard this is selling like crazy all across California. I've had a lot of comments of people who have purchased it and messaged me that they really like it. If you're looking for a repo that has just enough oak, spice, sweetness to round things out, this one is one to climb. So let me know if you have tasted this one. Let me know what you think of the bottle. And if you like watching videos about tequila, honest reviews, and also reviews with brand owners, hit that like, share, comment, do all those things that we do on here. Hopefully tonight you're going to sit back, have a great tequila like I am. Cheers. Thanks for watching, folks.